This podcast is brought to you by our new Free America t-shirt. Whether you're buying dad a gift for Father's Day or you need a new t-shirt for this summer, this is the most patriotic, perfect shirt around. It's made in America and the price is right. Go to HowieCarShow.com, click store, and get your Free America shirt today.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Do we really think this is as good as we can be as a nation? I don't think the vast majority of people think that. There are probably anywhere from 10 to 15% of the people out there that are just not very good people.
That sounds kind of familiar.
You could put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
And one of the folks that was reading the numbers said, wow, this is a great number. It's only 3 million job losses. And then, you know, I don't think this, I'm not reading this right. Let me look at it again. Oh, wait a minute. This is 3 million gain almost.
Here we go. Unemployment, rose. I'm sorry, I'm a little stunned here.
It appears to be a stunner, much better than expected.
This is a huge gain, a huge upside beat on for this jobs report.
It's a stupendous number. It's superb. I mean, the fact is that we're back.
I think it was probably the greatest miscalculation in the history of business shows talking about Wall Street.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
I'm suggesting to some of these governors, don't be proud. You'll end up looking much better in the end. Call in the National Guard. Call me.
Don't be afraid, you can
call me.
Maybe it's late, but just
call me.
Unchained and unstoppable.
People are driving. I may have to buy one of those things, drive around town in a trailer. What do they call that?
Oh, that there, that's an RV.
An RV. I think I'm going to buy an RV and travel for now in an RV with our first lady. I don't think anybody would mind that.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
If you're still listening, Charlie Chase, you're getting a lot of great response on the text line and emails and elsewhere. People are really pleased with the way you behaved, and they love you, and they're happy that Donald Trump Jr. called in, and that was a fun segment. I'm glad we could do that. 844-500-4242, that is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show, if you'd like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon. And now it's time for the Chump Line.
Ex-Governor Paul LePage did more for Maine's economy in one press conference with Donald Trump today than Janet Mills can do in 4 years other than drag it down.
Yeah, but that's what she wants to do, right? She's getting mission accomplished as far as she's concerned. She's wrecking the economy. Maine is no longer open for business. That was the first thing she did when she was sworn in. She took down that sign at the beginning of the Maine Turnpike in York or Wells. Maine is open for business. No more. Maine is closed until further notice. That's the sign she should put up at the beginning of the Maine Turnpike.
Massachusetts will be the last state to open. Will it be the 57th or the 58th?
Yeah, if there were 57 or 58, as Obama apparently thought or thinks there are, we would be the 57th or the 58th. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, with our standing observation. No matter what the situation, no matter what the circumstances, when laws are circumvented and citizens' rights are abridged, it's the duty of every American to hold those lawbreakers responsible for their actions, no matter what the consequences.
Hey, Howie, when's Marty Walsh going to call the looters undocumented shoppers?
You know, that's an interesting point. Who will be the first to call them undocumented shoppers? Will it be Charlie Parker or Marty Walsh?
today's announcement of tomorrow's announcement of the announcement date of Phase 2, brought to you by the Commonwealth of Massachusetts Department of Redundancy Department.
And in the meantime, we have some peaceful protesters peacefully looting as they peacefully riot in the streets of peaceful Back Bay and Downtown Crossing in the city of Boston. Let's play the cut of Charlie Baker announcing the announcement of the announcement of the phase in of the phase.
I think as many people know, 3 weeks ago, we began phase one of the four-phase plan to reopen the state's economy in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic and to do so in a phased, careful, and thoughtful way. And tomorrow, we plan to announce, based on the data, when phase two will begin.
I think a lot of people are phasing out of the state as soon as they can sell their house. Although, given the reality of the economic situation, I think maybe it's going to take a few phases to make that possible, to flee to free America.
Hey, son, it Al Sharpton was mocking Trump for using the Bible. He said it was a prop. It's kind of like calling yourself a reverend, ain't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah, what divinity school did the Reverend Al go to? He doesn't really have a great mastery of the teleprompter when he's on MSNBC, does he?
You're a man. The term peaceful protester is about as accurate as the term sober Kennedy.
Yes. Here's one from 508 about Charlie Chase. This guy Charlie is too forgiving. I would have crushed that punk in his car. Then the police could pick up the parts. Charlie's 82 years old, and he's a fairly slight guy. He's a little bit on the frail side. And this guy, you got to check out his pictures. This the assailant, Alan Aiden is his name. On Turtle Boy Sports, as always, that Aiden has gotten all the social media photos of this guy, and he looks insane.
Did you also tell people that this guy is trained in de-escalation tactics? He's a counselor.
A counselor, huh? Really? Does he? What is his degree in anger management? Is it a BA or an MA or a PhD?
Third degree black belt.
He needs to go back to school, I guess, in anger management.
The riots in the 1960s helped elect Nixon. Does anybody in the Democratic Party at least watch the History Channel?
Look, the chairman of the DNC, Tom Perez, a few months ago, he said that George Wallace, who was the governor of Alabama during the time of which you speak, was a Republican. So that's how much history they know. He probably thinks Mayor Daley in Chicago, who said shoot to kill, he probably thinks he was a Republican too.
Also, have you seen the History Channel lately? It's all UFOs all the time. Not that I'm complaining. I like UFO stuff, but it's either UFOs or Nazis invented UFOs.
Taylor, can you say ratings driven? I think UFOs are good TV.
I can say
I watch them. You watch them, right?
I can say nanu nanu.
Yeah, I had a question on these $25 an hour Antifa jobs. Are they going to take out state and local taxes and FICA? I'm just wondering.
That's a good question. Probably not. Somebody says that, you know, down in Massachusetts, they have these on the electronic signs over the highways. Help our heroes, don't speed. And this texter said, wouldn't it be more appropriate, given the events of recent days, help our heroes, don't loot?
The only things more bitter than Shillville tears today are burnt coffee and Hillary Clinton.
Did you know that I think it was Paul Krugman from the New York Times was suggesting that maybe the Bureau of Labor Statistics had manipulated the data so that Trump could have a happy press conference. Did the Bureau of Labor Statistics ever manipulate the data for Barack Obama when they would announce these great job numbers, and then a month later they would announce that they weren't so great after all? Was that manipulation going on, Paul?
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. Do you want more people to go to HowieCarshow.com? Maybe you should post your pink girly bike crash video again. That screen gem was the feel-good movie of the year. In fact, I'm going to go watch it now. We're going to be fine.
Many people have told me they've watched it maybe a dozen times, maybe more.
Some people have made it a daily routine. That's how they start their morning.
We got a text from 207. Local news is up in arms. Trump called Mills the governor a dictator. She's just trying to keep us safe. Yeah, even the main newspapers, which are barely newspapers anymore, they're begging for money on their on their home pages. They're saying, you know, the coronavirus is kind of on its way out here.
I got a new hero now. His name is Charlie Chase. Thank you, Charlie. We love you.
Yeah. Thank you, Charlie. We do appreciate it. And the Herald's going to try to get a picture of him tonight so you can see a picture of him. And Turtle Boy has a picture of him with all the nutty shots of this guy, Aiden. One time he's dressed up like a Viking, and then he's in a band outfit. He plays the trombone. And just very weird stuff. He's a strange guy, and he's clean shaven in his mugshot, but he's got a lot of photographs of himself in a full beard, and I don't mean like a trimmed beard like Governor Wolf. This is like a full out of control beard, like a hobo.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The chump line number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If we don't play it now, we may include it in our Chopped Chumps. That's our podcast that we post every evening around 7 o'clock after the show ends. Those are the chump line messages, some of them anyway, that don't make the broadcast air. Chop Chumps, wherever you get your Howie Carr podcasts. The chump line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, with our standing observation. No matter what the situation, no matter what the circumstances, when laws are circumvented and citizens' rights are abridged, it's the duty of every American to hold those lawbreakers responsible for their actions, no matter what the consequences.
Today's announcement of tomorrow's announcement of the announcement data phase two, brought to you by the Commonwealth of Massachusetts Department of Redundancy Department.
Here's another text at 207. For once, I agree with Joe Biden. 10 to 15% of the people aren't good people. They've been looting, throwing things at the cops. Or they're Adam Schiff. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
Hi, my name is Jane Lucas, and I am from the town of South China, Maine.
This is Al from Merrimack, New Hampshire.
Hey, I'm Angela from Brewster on the Cape, and this is the one and the only Howie Carr Show.
So the president was in Maine this afternoon. He was at the Puritan Medical Products, where they make the nasal swabs, in Guilford, Maine. And there was a big crowd of people, pro-Trump people, and there was a smaller, much smaller group of moon bats who were there. You could tell them apart. The moon bats were wearing their masks. They're all still very frightened, very concerned, even though I don't think up in that part of Maine there's been next to no cases, zero. And one of the people who was there in the pro-Trump side said that he'd never seen a crowd that big. He'd lived in Guilford for 30 years. And he said that the camera crews, maybe more local news than national news, I think, but the local people were going around, and they didn't seem to have much interest in taking pictures of the large groups of Trump people. They were going straight to the handful of anti-Trump people and taking pictures. And the guy said that's what will be on the top of the front page tomorrow in the Bangor Daily News. I think you're right about that. We've seen that happen with us. You know, we did when they used to send in camera crews to record people talking about, say, the Second Amendment, and there'd be like 20 people pro Second Amendment and 4 people anti Second Amendment. And that night on the network news, there'd be 2 people, and they were both anti gun, pro common sense gun reform law. So that's a recurring theme, and that's why the Bangor Daily News, the Portland Press Herald, are, you know, on death's doorstep as business ventures. And that's why fewer people watch network newscasts all the time as well. Time now for the poll question. Whether you're working from home or working on your fitness, you want to hear your music, not your roommates or family's music. And Raycon wireless earbuds are the way to go. Get 15% off your Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Massachusetts be the last state in the country to fully reopen?
Yes, I believe they will.
79% say yes.
You know, do you think Charlie Parker says, why doesn't Donald Trump call me a dictator? You know, why does Janet Mills get the honor of being called a dictator by Orange Man Bad? I think he probably is pretty disappointed, as he likes to say, that he wasn't called a dictator.
There's a lot at stake here.
Yeah. Okay, do we have a little virtue signaling on the 9 minutes of silence? We can play a little bit going into the break. It's blah, 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 so whenever we cut it off, it's okay. You know what he's going to say just by virtue, me saying virtue signal. Cut 18.
Together, among other things, we observed 8 minutes and 46 seconds of silence in honor of George Floyd. And some of the people who are actually on the WebEx call were also participating at the same time in the remote session that the House of Representatives was having. So on our call, we could actually hear House Speaker Bob DeLeo stop the House session at about the same time that we stopped our meeting to observe the same 8 minutes.
How many moments of silence did he have when he found out he wasn't going to be indicted by the grand jury in the probation department scandal? Tal Duvall, do you remember that? We've had enough of that.
Don't know.
You can now return your empties in Massachusetts. Woman in Plymouth texted me and said she had to bring back 195 bottles and cans. I'd say that's probably about average. It's been more than 2 months, right? That's not all that many for 2 months. When you get right down to it, if you like soft drinks or adult beverages. So, but of course they have to be very clean, and you have to be wearing masks when you go into the redemption centers, and you can only return them into the machines, the over the counter redemptions. Still, that's in phase 1A, or is it phase 2B, or not 2B?
Don't know.
That is the question.
Did this just happen?
The cans are going to be stored in a room. In a room. I'm Howie Carr.
In a room.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Earlier, when we were talking about Charlie Chase and the unprovoked attack on him, the hate crime that was committed by this 27-year-old weirdo. I quoted the district attorney of Bristol County, Thomas Quinn, a Democrat. The defendant is accused of engaging in outrageous and lawless violence against an 82-year-old man who was just holding a political sign. This type of violence against anyone, especially an 82-year-old veteran, is simply unacceptable and will not be tolerated. Just got a text from somebody who said, I'm stunned by District Attorney Quinn's statement. He said, I have no doubt he said it, and that Taylor read it that he really means it. He said, it's just been so long since I've heard anything sane from a Democrat politician. He said, I was just taken aback by it. And you know what? He's right. You don't very often hear anything reasonable from a Democrat politician anymore. And that statement is, I mean, it is outrageous and unacceptable. Anyway, now it's time for Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
You know how Police Blotter Facts Friday works. All week long, we ask you to send in your funny items or stories from your local daily or weekly newspaper. Many papers have a column written by the police department. They call it the police log or the police blotter. It could be a standalone story. We ask you to send in your funny stories or items to grace@howiecarshow.com, grace@howiecarshow.com, or you can fax them to us. We still have a fax machine, 857-284-8864, 857-284-8864. And at this time every Friday evening, we read the funniest ones in our opinion, and the two best entries of the week get a nice prize. What do they get this week, Grace?
They're going to get a Buy American Support America t-shirt.
Sounds good. By the way, Grace, do we have any stories about disorder or unruliness at the newly reopened redemption centers in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts?
I don't think so. You mean like the can centers?
Yeah, that's right. Redemption, yeah.
I'm sorry. I just called them the place where you deposit the bottles and cans. I didn't know they were called the redemption centers.
Grace thinks those are churches.
but Howie, I think people who usually bring their bottles and cans are very law-abiding citizens, so I don't think we're going to have any ruckus. My mother is a big redemption center attendant, and she would never cause a ruckus.
I got the feeling, though, that there were going to be lines, that they were going to have, like, you know, again, there was going to be a mass of people wanting to return them, and there were only going to be so many people allowed in. There was a lengthy list of rules. It wasn't like reopening a restaurant in Boston, but there were these petty regulations, because they're out of control at every level, whether you're just getting a haircut or you're trying to redeem some bottles and cans.
Well, the really dedicated bottle and can depositors like yourself, Howie, will figure out a way around the rules and we'll deposit those cans. But for now, we have our runners up. I want to start with a local story. Police looking to ID lone streaker photographed running naked through Marlboro parking lot.
I assume there are a lot of naked man stories this week, Grace, because I think I sent you one or two, didn't I?
There's at least two. I chose this one because, like you always say, Howie, it's a local guy. You know, you got to give him a plug where you can. The police department is asking for the public's help as they work to identify a man caught streaking through a local hotel parking lot. He's being dubbed the Lone Streaker, and he looks very proud of himself as he crossed the finish line in record timing. Anyone with information should call the Marlboro police and let them know. I mean, my whole thing with this is I just don't understand why you have to hunt him down. Like, if you can't find him, then he's probably still not streaking anywhere. So maybe just let this one go.
What hotel parking lot or motel parking lot was he in?
So I was looking for that, Howie, and I'm going to keep trying to find it. But in these stories, they don't identify the hotel. I don't know if they wanted to stay incognito. They didn't want this press.
Well, it's kind of hard to know if you possibly saw him if you don't know what parking lot he was in, right?
Exactly. And besides, there's no such thing as bad press. Won't nobody help a naked man. Won't nobody help them find the naked man. West Virginia woman who faked death to avoid prison found hiding in her own closet. This is one of those stories that makes you think maybe people are cracking under this whole coronavirus situation.
Maybe the cops didn't look all that thoroughly. They didn't look in her closet?
No, well, Howie, here's the situation. Julie Wheeler was reported missing Sunday by her husband and her 17-year-old son, who said she fell over the main overlook at the New River George National River.
Oh, I hate it when that happens. So they're saying the body was washed away.
Yeah, this is one of those sleeping with the enemy type of situations. It led to a huge multi-agency search and rescue mission with helicopters, sniffer dogs, repellers, and a diving crew searching. As part of, you shouldn't be laughing, Howie. These are valuable resources. As part of the search, investigators got a search warrant to get her phones and computers, and they found her alive and well, hiding in a closet in her home. It was all planned, the lead investigator said. The entire thing was planned.
So now the family that wanted to stay out of prison together will all be in prison together.
Yeah, I don't know if the son's going to be in prison, but this does not bode well for their family unit. Nashville man booked with open bottle of vodka in his pants.
Okay, fill us in.
Roger Henson was charged with public intoxication after causing a disturbance on May 31st. When Meskers arrived at the scene, he met Roger Henson. Henson was causing a scene at the location by screaming and cursing.
He was just celebrating your birthday, Grace.
I was going to say, Howie, I didn't want to mention it again. It feels embarrassing to keep bringing it up, but that was my birthday, so maybe he was pouring one out for old Grace. But they noted that he seemed to be highly inebriated, describing him as having slurred speech, being unsteady on his feet, and, of course,
glassy-eyed. He was glassy-eyed, right?
Bloodshot, watery eyes.
We use the word glassy in Massachusetts. That's the official police boilerplate.
But, Howie, you're going to have the same issue with this police report as I have. They do not identify the brand of vodka. I'm going to say it's not Tito's, because Tito's does not cause this kind of ruckus. Tito's is more of a sophisticated vodka. This has got to be, you know, one of the lower-end brands, in my opinion.
No, it's not so much that Tito's doesn't cause this kind of action. It's just that Tito's is too expensive to get that loaded.
That's true.
I'm going to guess he's a Fleischmann's guy.
Oh, very good guess. I'll try to drill down on that, too. Maybe I'll call them up. Naked man pummeled after charging pedestrians in the Bronx.
Oh, that's the one I sent you.
Yes, this guy's going crazy. If you want to see the video, you can definitely find it. It shows a naked man attacking bystanders in the Bronx and then getting pummeled to the pavement. 28-year-old naked man wearing only a pair of white socks. Very risky business situation here. Streaking across.
It wasn't a formal occasion, though. I mean, he could get away with wearing the white socks.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true, Howie. He charged a man in a face mask. The two exchanged punches before other bystanders jumped into the fray as a horrified witness screamed, "No, no, no!"
Nobody helped the naked man in the Bronx.
At one point, the man is thrown to the pavement. A lot of people tried to restrain him with no luck. A Florida woman attacked her boyfriend with a hamburger.
They talk about Florida man, but Florida woman is often attacking Florida man. And very often, Grace, it involves food.
Howie, I honestly could not agree with you more. I don't know if it's Friday, but we're totally on the same page. I don't think, we always talk about equality for women and men, though Florida women do not get enough credit. They are causing just as much trouble in that state. A Florida woman who reportedly spent 3 months in jail for battering her boyfriend in October attacked the man with a hamburger Monday night. Tanya Cordero denied that she'd smashed the hamburger into the alleged victim's face.
Was it a Whopper or a Big Mac or a Five Guys or was it homemade?
I'm getting a homemade vibe. Because if you have a Five Guys burger, you're not going to be this angry. You're not going to waste it on someone's face. You're going to eat it. Police say when they arrived at the couple's trailer park, the 39-year-old man had hamburger in his ear.
Trailer parks really get a bad rap.
This isn't helping. This story is not helping their reputation. The conflict began when the pair argued about whether a window in their mobile home that they share with their victim's mother. It just keeps getting better, doesn't it?
I used to live in a trailer park in college, but I never lived in a trailer park with my mother, Grace.
Yeah, they were arguing about whether the window should be open or closed. Cordero allegedly said she hoped the victim choked on the burger she allegedly shoved into his face. And by the way, Howie, just to give you a more accurate description of where this took place, Largo, Florida.
Okay.
Do you want to?
Not close.
Okay.
Not close by.
Phew. Because everyone waits on bated breath to hear if it's close to Howie.
Other side.
Florida man accused of shooting his neighbor's chicken with a BB gun. Okay, so I didn't read this already, did I? Because it just happened, but I wasn't sure if I read it last
No,
week.
I would remember a chicken being shot with a BB gun by Florida man.
See, I wouldn't, because they all blend together, but I'm glad you would. North Fort Myers, Florida. A man is accused of shooting...
It's on the other side of the state, too, by the way.
Of shooting his neighbor's chicken with a pellet pistol. A witness said he'd heard a...
What kind of chicken was it? Was it a Rhode Island Red?
Oh,
just a human being.
It was a free-range chicken. That's all it says.
What was the chicken's name?
Loretta.
Okay.
A witness said he'd heard a gunshot in his residential neighborhood and saw one of his chickens running towards his property. See, that chicken was okay, but he was running to tell him that something had gone wrong.
With Loretta. Loretta was... wasn't coming down for breakfast.
Sean.
And he really missed Loretta coming down for breakfast because she'd lay an egg and he could have his breakfast.
Exactly. Sean Ramsey is accused of shooting his neighbor's chicken with a BB gun. Ramsey was upset that the chickens were free range and his neighbor was mad about his chickens being shot at. So it kind of makes you think, what came first, the chicken or the egg?
Very good, Grace.
Thank you.
Doesn't she get a laugh for that, Taylor?
I get a ha.
Ha. Ha. Ha. Ha.
Guys, when we get back, I have our two winners. One is a nice little taste of non-social distancing, and one is another local story that I got sent to me by several people. But before we go to the break, Howie, I wanted to let everyone know that this fabulous segment is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. They have the best bread. I'm going to have a nice crunchy roll of Piantedosi tonight. Make sure you check them out at your local markets. They're the best in the business.
You know the hamburger fight, Grace? 508 wants to know, what was the beef about?
Where's the beef? I don't know. They're mad about it. It all stemmed from the window. And you know what I will say, Howie? I think in relationships, temperature control is a big... It's a point of contention.
And 207 says Orloff vodka was involved. It's even cheaper, apparently, than Fleischmann's.
Oh, look at that, Howie. Someone outdid you.
That's right. That's right. Maine. Someone from Maine who's apparently run out of Allen's coffee brandy switched over to Orloff's vodka.
Ugh.
I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
This is Alex from East Bridgewater, Mass.
This is Ann in Saco, Maine.
This is John Zuko from Hampton, Mass. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
Back with more of Police Blotter Facts Friday. What do you got, Grace?
All righty. Man busted for striking Vermont highway worker with a large pickle. A Massachusetts resident.
What?
Do you want me to say it again?
Say that again.
Barbaric.
Man busted for striking a Vermont highway worker with large pickle.
How many more, Mr. Speaker? How many more will be struck with these cucumbers that have been cured, so to speak? Was it a dill or a sweet gherkin?
A Massachusetts resident is facing an assault charge after allegedly striking a highway worker with a large pickle thrown from a moving vehicle. Christoph Hermannsdorfer was a passenger in a vehicle that was traveling yesterday on Route 7 in Vermont. He hit Carl Hoffman, a 59-year-old employee of the Vermont Agency of Transportation. It struck the victim and caused him pain. Hermannsdorfer, who lives in Williamstown, Massachusetts, has
if they threw a jar of pickles at you, it might hurt. But I'm trying to figure, how much damage can a pickle do?
Howie, if someone's driving a fast car and they threw a pickle at you, they could kill you, Howie. You could be dead.
I don't think so, Grace.
Herman Stover lives in Williamstown, Massachusetts, and he has multiple drunk driving convictions on his rap sheet.
So he's been pickled while he's driving, too.
Exactly.
Are we sure they didn't throw an olive or one of those cocktail onions at him? I mean, what's... I'm unfamiliar with any drinks that have pickles in them.
Well, the thing is...
Bloody Marys?
It was like a sphere, like a big
sphere. That has celery.
How, you know what it's like? It's probably like the pickles we get at the Big E. Like, they pack a punch. They're thick.
Yeah. I guess that could be.
They're thickles.
I don't see a lot of people. I mean, it's good when you go to the Big E, you can eat one of those pickles. But people don't just drive around, you know, cruising up and down the highways, eating one of those giant pickles.
You're so disconnected from the everyday man, you beautiful person. You don't understand what we drive around with. Howard.
I have some strawberries waiting for me in the car on my ride home.
Don't throw them at anyone.
I prefer potato chips.
Okay, ready for the last one? This is a nice social distancing police blotter facts. Randy couple caught having sex in the middle of a park packed with families and dog walkers.
Beware, beware, beware of the neighborhood.
I thought you were going to say Randy Newman was caught.
And to top it all off, this is a British story. A disgusted mum caught the pair romping in the grass at Thornton County Park in Essex during a really hot weekend this past weekend.
It was
steamy. The couple had stripped completely naked during the throes of passion and were seemingly unaware of the day trippers taking a summer stroll. But I like the quotes, Howie. I couldn't believe it. The park was packed. Everyone around me was outraged. We were just completely staggered by what we saw. It's an absolute disgrace, especially while the UK is on lockdown. And this person says, the only place families can visit at the moment is our parks and outside areas. And these sick individuals think it's okay to carry out this indecent act in broad daylight in a family park.
I didn't know the English were still so puritanical. Why didn't they just keep you'll pardon the expression, a stiff upper lip?
Ew, in a park at 11 a.m. in full view of young children. And then this one. I know we're encouraged to go out for exercise, but this is taking it too far. Surely this is one activity that should be carried out in the privacy
of
their own.
Don't call me Shirley, mate.
Luckily, police were already patrolling the park at the time, so hopefully they were caught.
Did anybody say governor?
It doesn't say whether they were wearing masks, though. And I don't know if that would have got them off the hook with this one.
I wonder if this couple could have been Neil Ferguson, the guy that came up with the phony model.
That's Professor Neil Ferguson to you, Howie.
Dr. Ferguson. He had a Randy girlfriend. I'm Howie Carr.